Dear Internet.
Welcome to Dear Internet, the show where a group of friends come together to answer the internet's wildest questions. This week, we're talking about how to explain the third occupant of your bed to your mother-in-law, folksy wisdom, and one of the wildest work situations I've ever read about online. I'm Jennifer Cheek, and with me is Nick Bristow.
Hello, Jennifer Cheek.
Michael DeMauro.
Hello, Jennifer Cheek.
And Tim Lanning.
Playing Battle Cats.
Yeah, Tim is very busy playing Battle Cats right now, and honestly, I'm pretty distracted looking at him. There are several cats with they are a ball, and then they have two long human legs attached to them.
Yeah, that's sexy cat. Or
that's sexy
what's
cat.
That cat name?
You can imagine the
Battle Cat,
the long leg cat.
The Battle Cat mobile game has taken the Dear Internet crew by storm, except for me, because I don't play mobile games.
Jennifer, download. Hello, Jennifer Cheek.
wow, so distracted. I didn't even yell at you. I was, like, so nice.
Yeah, I'm all about Battle Cats now.
Yeah, he won't fucking stop.
Yeah.
It's a problem. Yeah, we're going to get divorced.
Yeah, the long leg cat, his name is Sexy Legs Cat.
And they are very sexy. He is a ball of a cat on top and just sexy legs on the bottom.
There's other versions of that one. One with a bikini, one that just has a leaf covering their vagina, I guess.
their cat vagina.
All kinds of cool cats.
Yeah. Guys, I think we're going to have to put a pin in the Battle Cat talk, because I know
in just one second, you mean.
Well,
right?
But because I know that you're going to want to talk about it at the end when you're talking about the things that made you happy this week. So I'm just saying.
Can I update y'all? I don't know if you've been looking at our Twitter. A couple people sent this. Nick Denny sent it to us. Lars Gerhardt sent us this. Apparently, they don't have rabies in the UK.
Some people said that. I did not know that.
That's depressing. See, I feel bad for them.
So, okay, then the fox is totally fine.
So, you could, I completely changed my position on the fox. Tony the fox is great.
Tony the fox rules. There's no problem.
Let him live in your house.
Yeah, updated ruling.
Tony the Fox.
Yeah, that really does change everything. I stick with my answer though. Thank you.
Is it just because they have like a weird British name for it, like Popsies or I don't know?
Foamsy mouth.
Yeah, we got a little bit of foamsy. We don't got rabies. That's what you Yanks do. Okay,
Tim is checking Twitter. Get away from this.
Nick said Twitter.
Stuff. What?
I'm hungover.
Yeah. And I don't feel great, even though I only had two beers, but I think that's just because I'm in my 30s now, and this is just how the world works for me. I left my house yesterday and ran some errands, and I had to carry groceries up the stairs, and therefore that was all my energy for the weekend. That's it.
And yeah, if you want to see how haggard we look, then we need to get that Patreon to $3,000 a month. Thank you, everyone, who has upped their pledges. Or started. Obviously, we need to throw it out there. I do this on Gapcast sometimes. Put your hands in front of you. Manifest an orb.
Okay.
This orb.
I'm not doing it.
This orb. Well, you guys don't have to do it. Yeah. You get all the content here. You make the content. Michael, put your hands down. Manifest. Okay, you can put them up. You can have fun. Manifest an orb in front of you. This orb is FOMO. as content creators in the nerd sphere, unfortunately, one of the moral quandaries is that we prey on your FOMO. So manifest this orb, see the Patreon content you're missing that is really good and great, and release it and say, it's all right. It's totally fine that you don't have it. There's other cool things you can do with your hard-earned cash, like buy medication or...
right.
Cool skateboard for kids.
You know, pay your rent. Yeah. I mean, also the good thing is if 6 months from now your financial circumstances change, then you could subscribe to the Patreon event, and then all the episodes will be waiting for you.
Yeah, exactly.
They don't go away.
They don't go away. They're still there. Yeah, so what you got to do to take care of yourself.
Yeah, that's one right thing about Patreon is like,
We all missed out on the stonks, so...
Yeah, we're not going to get any gamer money, so...
If you didn't, you got to share. That's
that is true.
Yeah, if you got gamer stocks, yeah, then you should throw us $5 on Patreon.
Yeah. Everyone that doesn't have gamer stocks, you guys get a pass. But if you have gamer stocks, I'm absolutely...
And you made money? Like, actually, because not everyone who got the gamer stocks is going to make money.
I'm down 50
no.
bucks.
Man, I've been investing in this hedge fund for months, and let me tell you, it's not working out.
I have some regrets. Well, at least it's better. Yesterday, sorry, now I'm going on topic because I also feel weird this morning. I was learning about the Iraqi dinar scam yesterday, so at least people aren't putting their money into that, which is like a defunct currency that some people are buying and thinking is going to blow up again at some point.
Oh, really? My Dogecoin is absolutely dog shit.
I was going to say, my son said Dogecoin to me yesterday, and I was like, I think you're serious.
You're grounded.
Guys, money is fake, actually. Go to your room. But we still want it on Patreon. Yeah,
like there's been, it's never been truer that money is fake. This
money
past,
is,
like, 2 weeks.
Super fake. The stock market is fake. Everything is fake.
Yeah, friend of the pod made Jesse made $200 on Doge because she got out at the right time. Me, a fool.
Can you imagine if you like actually got like real rich off of Dogecoin, but you had to explain to people, yeah, I got rich from Dogecoin.
Right.
Yeah.
And then you're going to be on like Fox Business in like 10 years of being like, yeah, I made my money in Doge.
Yeah. Yeah.
The Dogecoin heiress.
I would lie and just say that I invented silent Velcro, and then everyone would be like from wow. the movie Garden State. And I would say, yes.
Yeah, that was me.
That was me.
Garden State's about
they
me.
They got that joke from me.
But here's the thing. I really enjoyed streaming last week.
It was really fun.
So many people showed
and
up.
And I like that people called it church because it said, it you know, 11:15 a.m.
Yes.
On Sunday. And I think that for those of us who, like, for various reasons, I mean, I was just going to be like, well, everyone hates going to church, but I guess that's not true because some people must like going. But like for me, I you know, looking back, not a great time. So it's kind of a nice, like, you know what? This is my church.
Yeah.
Know,
if any Christians that go to church or any other religion that does tithes, you have to give us equal amounts.
We need 10%
of whatever you're giving to your church. I don't feel bad about saying that.
My friend is a pastor at a church, and every Sunday he gets up and he says, like, oh, God damn it. And then
I got a beer again.
I gotta go work.
My mom said I had to go to church.
Just 5 more minutes, and then the Lord herself, that's progress, nudges him, like, get up.
Yeah, you gotta get you. It's not okay if you just go to St. Mattress Cathedral.
Oh my God, I haven't thought about St. Mattress Cathedral.
You know, there's a lot of like anti-Christian sentiment on this podcast from some people.
From some people,
but he's a very cool. Right. He's like, he was what I would describe as a cool pastor.
I have so many minister friends.
We actually do.
I actually do, though.
I remember like getting drunk with one of them. I was like, you believe in Jesus? She's like, okay. Well, yeah. I was like, what?
Nah, my friends who are ministers are cool because they're like progressive and like actually trying to help.
I'm really glad that I was raised in the South. You know, the hardcore racism that I'm dealing with every single day that's latent within myself, the psychic trauma of never knowing exactly what is true because
and like feeling weird about any sexual thought you ever had.
Yeah, but like
forever.
That sucks. That being said, if I was a Christian in the North, I might still be a Christian because they're cool.
I mean, I like candles and shit and singing. That's cool. Robes.
I won't say his name, so we grew up together.
Jesus.
And a favorite pastime of his when we would grow up and like my mom was driving us places is we'd open the window and he would lean out the window and yell at people, "Hail Satan," as we drove by.
And he's a pastor now?
And he's a pastor now.
What does your mom say?
He's cool.
He's so cool.
My mom thought it was so funny.
Nick's mom's cool.
Nick's mom is cool. Oh my God.
Damn, that's great.
And my mom will tell that story. Like anytime she meets somebody that like goes to his church, she will tell them that story.
Oh my God. Yell,
"Hail Satan," out of my car window. That's a very mom thing
to
do.
Let's go around the horn and talk about our moms. Jennifer. Your mom is the mom
because
she exists permanently in a state when you were 17.
Yeah, that's true.
So
that's
she's always like, sing the strong bad song.
She will like randomly like send me like a picture of a thing she's found in the house that's mine to be like, do you want to keep this? And I'm like, No.
Like, I found a rock. Do you want
no, it was. I think she sent me a picture of like a corsage from like a prom that was like still dried. I'm like, yeah, dead. I'm good on that one.
Jennifer, you still have that from your ex boyfriend? I hate you. We're getting divorced.
Yeah,
now.
Sorry, man. Do you guys want to jump into some freaking questions today?
Yeah.
I there's definitely some wild flavor in today's. And Nick, yours is a little bit long, but I just needed to hear you read this first one. I could hear it in your voice.
I know that we're not at the end. I just want to say I've been looking forward. I had a big smile on my face being like, I love recording with you guys.
I know. I do genuinely look forward to recording this. I basically feel like it's just the way that we would hang out with each other and we happen to be recording it.
Yeah.
Like, this is all shit that we would like, hold on. I got to read you this crazy ass question that I found online.
Yeah. It's either like, that I was or just watching like thinking 3 hours of Marble Olympics.
Oh my God. People that are listening to this, like, maybe not every single person knows like the background of like why the fuck we all know each other anyway. I mean, it's through podcast
shit. We all met through we all were Scientologists.
Yeah, no. But like, we go to back when things were pre-coronavirus, we used to often go to conventions together, and so we don't live near each other, so like when we do get to see each other at convention times, it's like a whole weekend of us just being stupid and rowdy together, and we always end up watching just like something wild on the internet together and, and drinking and having a good time. And I miss that a lot.
Yeah.
I really do. But the Marble Olympics, if you're not aware of the Marble Olympics on YouTube, please look it up. It's
very good.
It blew my fucking mind.
I could not more highly recommend being cross-faded and watching the Marble Olympics with your friends. It's just a true delight.
I would not stop screaming.
It was so
my brain simply could not process what I was seeing.
Because it's marbles doing sports, and we all like organically like picked teams and had chance for them also. Yeah. Like it was pretty wild.
I forget what my team is.
Like the dumbest part about it is like our weird geekly orbit has like pulled in real people from the board game industry who've made games you've heard.
Yes.
Like video game people of video games you've heard, and they'll like come to our Airbnb and watch Marble Olympics with us for like 3 hours, like doing fucking nothing.
Yeah.
It's so
professional
dumb.
Australian comedians.
Yeah. Yeah. Like coming and watching Marble Olympics and playing very stupid games with us.
Yeah.
That's the good shit. I miss a convention Airbnb hangout.
Yeah, because like
bad.
In the one room we're screaming about Marble Olympics, in the other room you guys are playing Fantasy Boyfriend Heartthrob. What's it called?
Oh fuck! Yeah. Shit. No, I don't remember the name of it.
It's that game where like you have pictures of a boyfriend and they have. Like,
I think it might just be called Heartthrob. Fuck, I can't remember anymore.
Yeah.
But we replaced it with like fantasy character, so it wasn't the boyfriend. It wasn't like the normal high school boyfriends from like the 80s when the game
came out.
It was like a skeleton or a sorceress, which was very good. That's funny. Fantasy Heartthrob was going to be the end result that our good friend Jane at Hey Mermaid on Twitter.
Yeah, you guys
this is her brainchild. Her and our friend Josh Wunderfitzig on Twitter. So anyway, sorry, we went on a path of just basically appreciating our friendship, which I guess not everyone cares about.
Yeah, no, we went on a path of like, oh, remember this?
Remember hanging out?
The Bash Brothers together?
I miss it so much.
God, so good. I've been watching YouTube videos of just people going on vacation.
Yeah.
I wish that was me.
Yeah, Jennifer and I will throw on like different outfits, different cloaks, and like accidentally bump into each other. Like, oh, sorry, I'm seeing you in the stall.
Yeah, we're pretending to be different people,
and then we'll like spit in each other's mouth because man, we're never gonna do that again.
Yeah, I'm gonna freaking cough in your face.
Yeah,
how you like that? Nick, can you read this first question?
We can get into it.
I am so sorry.
Am I the asshole for not wanting to get rid of the anime body pillow that saved my marriage?
Hell yeah.
What?
Yeah, baby.
I'm going to go initial impression. No, not the
asshole. I've actually read this one.
Wow.
Wow.
I'm so
throwaway
confused.
Account for obvious reasons. My husband and I are best friends during the day. What? Okay.
What?
Love of my life. It's at night that there's an issue. I'm a blanket stealer. I once yanked them so hard, poor hubby flipped a full 180 degrees.
Oh my God,
dead hubby over here.
Yeah, I just imagine her flipping his heart. He's just like spinning in a circle.
Yeah.
It becomes a weapon.
Hubby, for his part, is a thrasher.
Jesus.
Jesus.
This is a bad combo.
This
for
is
sure.
a Dear Internet Hubby Crimes Division.
Yeah, I also, sorry, personally, I hate the word hubby very much, but I left it in. I almost cut it out because I just hate it.
Just the term hubby.
Yeah, I just fucking hate it.
It's moist to you.
It is.
Bruce Lee would be jealous of his moves he pulls off while unconscious.
Okay. All right.
It's a constant war between us when we fall asleep, and both of us often wake up sore, exhausted.
Oh my God. I mean, that does sound bad, though. If, like, one person is a thresher and one is a blanket sealer, that is not a good sleep peacefully combo.
Yeah. It was starting to affect our relationship. Neither of us wanted to move to a separate bed because we liked spending our nights together, but it seemed like an inevitability. We were both crabby every morning, and we started fighting as soon as we got up. Oh, it sucked.
Oh, no.
But neither of us wanted to concede defeat and move to the other bed.
I would be sad. I know some people do sleep separately, and I feel like that's a totally, like, legitimate response. Yeah. But I would be sad. I would not want to sleep in
I think that's
bed.
Just like you're if you're sleeping separate, you're just like, it's like one step to becoming roommates.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, like, I some people, it's like we just really have different sleeping styles. It's not possible. Maybe I should let you keep reading this before we get too into discussing relationship
anime.
Sleep stuff.
Quick background. I was a huge nerd as a teenager. Full on otaku. Go ahead and cringe, I do too. One night, as a joke, I brought down an old anime body pillow from the attic. I know, the cringe. And plopped it down between my husband and I, declaring it our demilitarized zone. Hubby also thought it was hilarious, and we named her DMZ-chan.
That's very funny.
That's very good.
She stayed there the whole night. It was a game changer. DMZ-chan protected me from hubby's rem-induced rampages. And she's just heavy enough that I can't yank the blankets at full speed. DMZ-chan is now a beloved part of our nightly routine. We both thought it was the funniest thing, but she legitimately helped us solve the only real issue in our marriage. One day, mother-in-law stopped by to pick something up. She got up to use the restroom, passing by our open bedroom door, and you can guess what she saw. DMZ-chan popped up and propped up in the middle of our bed, her giant soulful anime eyes looking right back at her. When she got back, she quickly grabbed her stuff and left.
What? She hated it.
She hates DMZ-chan.
Hubby and I, oh, God damn it, my husband and I both.
My life partner.
She later mentioned DMZ-chan to my husband while they were on the phone, and it absolutely mortified him. As far as I know, mother-in-law now thinks we're deviants in a three-way relationship with a body pillow. My husband was too embarrassed to explain, and now he wants to put DMZ-chan back in the attic.
No!
Is it Chan or Chan? Chan?
I think Chan.
Chan? Okay, I was saying that wrong. I'll just edit this in. Chan. Chan.
That's but people say Chan, like, as far as, because like that's where, like, 4chan, but it's Chan in actual Japanese, I believe.
Okay. I was upset. I told him I didn't want to go back to boxing each other at night, and that DMZ-chan helped us so much in that. He agreed, but suggested we get a normal, plain, stupid, boring-ass fucking
Nick's
editorializing a little bit to replace her, but I felt like there was no need to spend money on something we already have, and if it really was that big of an issue, we can put her in the closet while we have company over. My husband is firm in that she has to go permanently. I know he's embarrassed, but I feel we shouldn't have to compromise our inside jokes to appease outside people. Am I the asshole?
Oh,
this one rules.
DMZ-chan is, I just love to think about DMZ-chan, and I love to think about specifically which anime girl it is, because it is an anime girl.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to think of, like, what is the best, like, I really hope it's, like, a big titty anime girl. Like, I hope
feel
it's, like,
it has to be something like that, otherwise, why would but mother-in-law would be so upset about...
Just, people are weird about anime stuff, though, because I think that, like, normie moms are like, anime is porn.
Which, I mean, you know, for some of us, that is true.
Like, I think they see, they're like, porn equals hentai, and hentai... Right.
Have you seen the TikToks of people speedrunning rejection on dating apps?
Oh my god!
Oh no! I feel like having an anime pillow will like, definitely get you there.
That's basically what it is. They're like, okay, I got a match, I got a match, and they're like copying like a big message to them, and it's like, oh, I have an anime pillow.
Because here's the thing, I am a person who I do not have an anime body pillow, but it is within the realm of things I would absolutely own.
Right, and you have a BTS stuffed animal.
Yes, I do,
and that's not as
embarrassing. And RJ sleeps in the bed with me every night, and I do have I have a billion embarrassing things in our home.
No. So yeah, I mean, broadly speaking, you know, I think having a fluffy thing that is the size of a big loaf of bread is it is smart and good to have in the bedroom.
I think it's like a really, I mean, I think if she's talking about like
right.
Yeah, it's like,
so let's,
that's a big ass loaf of bread.
DMC Chan though is extreme. That being said, it you know, literally they need this thing in the middle. It's so funny because the only problem here is that the hubby is extremely the B and the P word, because mother is yelled at him, and now like he like,
and now he's embarrassed. Yeah, DMZ Chan.
Like the whole thing here is, you know, it's such a strange framing because it's like the husband's absolutely quote unquote on one because he wants to change everything because his mom was like, this is embarrassing.
Okay. Also, in his defense, like, it is, like, I think we can all objectively agree that, like, to most people, having an anime body pillow on your bed when you're an adult is, like, weird.
Right, because, like, when we make our bed,
not if you're both into anime. It's not that weird.
Right.
But people, I'm not saying it's right, but people who are normies think that's weird.
Right, like, you put RJ on the bed when you make it, but you take him down if you have a
video I take call. Him down if I have a video call at work. I don't want I need...
But he's so cute.
He's very cute, but I have to work with a lot of, like, older dudes, so you're they already, like, treat me like I'm young.
That's true.
So I have...
You moved your hamper out of the way.
Yeah, I move a lot of things out of the background.
And I make fun of you.
But I still have my Gudetama that I can see in the background.
That's true.
On my bookshelf. So it's not like... I mean, like, I definitely, like, when I was in the office, I definitely have weird shit on my desk, like, but there's a line, and I would not have, if I had an anime body pillow, I would not have it in the background while I was on work calls, and I probably would put her in the closet myself, but I would want to bring her out at night. Well, I think that's the solution, put her in the closet.
If we go to the core conceit of this, am I the asshole sort of situation, I think if we're talking assholes, mother-in-law is asshole number one.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Just be hubby, cool, mother-in-law.
Hubby is a lesser asshole, but still an asshole.
He's a little weenie.
I don't know if he's an asshole. He's like, he's a pushover.
He's a butt face.
He's a little bitch.
He's a little bitch. Like I said, he's a B2B word.
You don't even need an anime body pillow.
The other thing is, you don't need to get rid of it. You could just get a new pillowcase for it.
Well, that's why everyone sucks here, is because...
Right, because it's unreasonable to be like, no, it needs to be my anime girl.
Well, because, so, you know, I've been doing the great Dearnet classification project, which has been on hold for a couple weeks, but I'll stream it again soon. This has two subgenres, which is mother-in-law and the solution is in the post, because literally...
Yes, that's a good category. Yeah, the solution is in the post.
Because I think in the comments, she literally says, I don't know what I was thinking. I bought the pillowcases.
but it's, she's having fun with it. It's funny.
It is funny.
And yeah, I get it. I totally get it. It feels wrong to this is 110% Tim Lanning right
question,
here.
Question, writer, it's not you that's wrong, it's the world that's wrong.
It's society.
Wrong. It's society is
dude,
wrong.
Dude, I would absolutely be the asshole for my reaction here. I would cause like a fight with Jennifer. I would be screaming.
No, we have to keep it DMC John.
Yeah, because you could totally
it's
see
it's the right thing to do. do.
Yeah, this is like you instantly lose the high ground by your reaction, and I would absolutely do this. But I can't believe
typical
that
the fully insane. Yeah,
I'm the Joker now. I can't believe that the hubby is such a B&P.
Well, that's.
I think she's just trying to. She's trying to like not let the mother-in-law control him. And,
that's
the issue. It's not.
She's like, he won't eat pussy because he's afraid of his mom. In that content, you can't.
Here's what she needs to understand. Her hubby is a coward and a weakling. And she can easily dominate him.
Ooh. Oh, that's a very good point. He's very weak.
He's very weak. Just pull a power play, get DMZ Chan back, and you're fine. Just show him who's boss.
This is what you need to do. So you have one DMZ Chan, right?
Mm-hmm.
Keep getting them.
Yeah, and then, you know, agree to get a pillowcase.
DMZ Chan
like,
wall.
Yeah, get a, like, an even hornier pillowcase for it. And be like, you didn't want Hatsune Miku covered in jizz? All right.
Oh, no, what's hornier than that?
Nothing.
Different. Just have different outfits and the same character. Just, like, go all out.
So this is honestly,
more and more cat girls.
This is making me want an anime body pillow really bad.
Oh my god,
like,
me too.
I'm frankly regretting that I don't own one.
Oh my god, me too.
I want like a sexy, like a sexy JoJo one.
I want
pin-up style.
Yeah, I want the boys from the anime Free, but as like vampire cat boys.
I'm absolutely certain that exists on the internet. Like, no question.
I like the idea of the body pillow having like. Like daytime wear outfit for DMZ Chan,
business outfit.
And then you have when you make the bed in the morning, right? You put on daytime wear, Chan.
That's so
funny.
And then
at night you have to change it to pajama, Chan.
The geniuses who make anime body pillows online have a solution for this, and it's the two-sided body pillow.
Because
one side they have a suit on. Other side,
gaping,
sexy.
Okay,
right.
Sexy.
So that you flip it to suit side. So when you have company over, and then you say, "Oh, that's my friend."
Dude, I have an even better use of the DMZ Chan. That's how you signal that you're ready for business. If DMZ Chan is on the bed, flipped onto the lingerie side,
the doors are open
for business. Flipped over to the business side, quiet night.
The same system in college for you leave the body pillow outside the door.
Yeah, exactly. This is DMZ Chan does so many good things for your life. And what does your mother-in-law do?
I had a funny joke, but I forget it because your guys' joke was so funny.
If you think of it later,
I really want them to have like, it's December, so now DMZ Chan is wearing her holiday outfit.
I remember it.
Yes.
Do you guys know of Belgium? It's a country.
Yeah.
Heard of it. So in Belgium and Brussels, they have something called the mannequin piss. It's a little it's a little statue in a fountain
that pisses.
It's basically like, you know, imagine like a fish that sprays water out of
its
mouth.
It's coming out of a pee-pee.
It's a little tiny, cherub like
mannequin piss.
Yeah, I mean, that's the translation of how it is in whatever mannequin. Belgian people speak.
So confused.
And they dress him up all the time.
Yeah,
so it's like a whole thing. People come. It's like, okay, so for Christmas, mannequin piss has, you know, Santa outfit. Or, it's like a whole thing. You can Google
that,
it.
That was a thing actually at
like,
no, because,
this is too embarrassing.
I was actually going to say that was a thing at Harvard, and I was like, oh my god! There were big rhino statues outside, like Divinity School, like one of the Divinity School buildings is across from I forget one of the science departments, and they would dress up the rhinos. It was very cute for like Halloween and stuff.
Did I say this out loud? This house came up with a flagpole. And
no,
yes.
I think you've told us that you have a flagpole.
Did you raise your shorts and then salute them?
Oh my gosh!
Put an anime pillow up there.
Well, I have this like one. Sir, I get weird ideas and things that I want to do.
Michael, you're
Michael.
And one of them was to like tell the internet I have a flagpole and that if they send me flags, I will put the flagpole up.
Dude. That's Mike Bachman energy.
Dude, that is Mike Bachman energy. That,
yes, do that, please.
Michael, please. Please.
It's like, I would just love the idea of having just a weird ass flag every.
Oh my God.
And your neighbors like have to have a meeting to be like, we have to stop him from putting weird flags up.
What is the one up there now? It is okay.
All the normies are just going at, they're frothing at the mouth. They're so mad.
I think he's a terrorist.
I think he's part of Antifa. For having, and it's just like anime flags. And
yeah,
stuff.
You just have to be careful, right? You got to research these flags.
Oh my God.
You hoist
them.
Well, I would not put up.
Like, is this a hate speech flag? Yeah. I don't want that.
Yeah, my grandpa.
Somebody had on our walk, we call it the piano walk because if you look at the outline, like if you look at your path on the map, it looks like a grand piano.
cool.
Anyway, somebody had a weird flag that clearly wasn't an American flag, but it was kind of an American flag, and they like literally had to like put up a sign that said like, this is what this flag is.
Oh my God, because people are just so like knocking.
I'm from Liberia, stop being mean.
What does this flag mean?
My grandpa is one of my grandpas is I guess all of them probably is a sick freak. And I remember like someone hung up a flag and he's like, they're from ISIS.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus. Yeah, this would absolutely, man. See, again, honestly, this does feed back into the question because people are so normie. Like, anything that's like, I think that sometimes we forget because we're in a bubble of like nerd people who, like, everyone knows, like, okay, like, yeah, we watch it. People watch anime. It's like not weird. But outside of like that group, like, people really truly think this shit is like extremely weird.
Yeah.
So I don't think it's right that your mother-in-law responded this way, but it's like, well, of course.
Of course. Yeah. I mean, the real problem here is your weak ass husband. And
I think you need to add an anime body pillow to the bed every day that he doesn't relent.
I just need to send the mother-in-law one and be like, this will be the best sleep of your life.
Dude.
And then
this will be the best horny sleep of
your life. You have to introduce your mother-in-law to anime. And she will love it, and then she'll be obsessed.
It's an Erwin and Levi.
Problem solved.
Butt fucking.
Show her. Yeah, exactly. Show her. What's a bad anime to start with? Don't Devil May Cry Baby. Just really
Tokyo
fucking.
Ghoul.
You're so
cool. Oh my gosh. Can I read the next question? Because I feel like we could talk about this forever.
Yeah, I was about to go into recommending anime to your mother-in-law.
I was
so
just
going to
recommend. I think body pillows in general, it sounds very nice. I
kind of want a body pillow now. I kind of want to buy one.
I mean, yeah, that's the thing. The real answer is probably research a better body pillow and then buy that or buy a pillowcase. What the fuck?
Yeah. Right. All right, Tim, please.
Hey,
please
Tim, can you read the next one?
I don't. Okay. I'm hungover. My boyfriend makes up crude, fake folk wisdom saying and uses them all the time until they're real things. Is this Nick?
I did struggle over like who to read what, but
I read the headline of this, I was like, I was fucking doing this like the other day. And I'm trying to remember.
God, maybe I should. Now I'm having regrets, but I could hear in my head Nick saying DMZ Chan, and I needed to hear it.
Nick is not the right one to read this because he does it, and you need
that's
him
true. You need
to
laugh.
Well, I just like make up some weird. Yeah, okay, God.
Yeah, we need to hold the mirror up. My boyfriend Steve is always dropping his own version of folksy wisdom into conversations, and they're almost always crude and dumb. They didn't used to bother me, but after 3 years, it's wearing thin. I used to think they were kind of cute, like when he said absinthe makes the heart grow fonder after I told him I loved him at a bar in New Orleans. But most of the time they don't even make sense.
Absinthe makes the heart grow fonder. That's a good one.
That's a funny pun. Like what? Come on.
Yeah.
What could possibly? I think this guy's right. I'm sure nothing will change my mind.
They're usually just dirty words swapped into the real thing. A 69 saves time.
This is good.
I'm so on his side at this point.
The S is always cleaner on the other side of the fence. A dick in the hand is worth two in your bush.
Whoa.
That's a little spicy for me. What does that even mean? If the object is to get dicks, two in my bush is obviously better.
Oh, because being yourself, personally, I would not want that.
During a completely serious conversation where I was agonizing over a painful choice, he said, "Hey, you can't make a mule without humping a few donkeys."
Okay.
okay, if you're having a serious combo.
Michael loves it.
I can't lie, so no, whether I have my cat put down or not, and then he says this.
I mean, this objectively rules. Normally,
this guy's my hero.
Yeah, normally, like, all the subjects of all of these questions are, like, either trying to be too cute or too twee or too this or the ultra normies. This is the first cool guy we've ever had.
This guy rolls and I have no notes.
It's embarrassing. He says this stuff when we're alone. He says it in front of friends. He says it in front of my parents. I've stopped laughing or even responding.
Oh, no.
I've asked him to tone it down. I don't think he's even aware that he's doing it a lot of the time. He never uses the real sayings. Is there a service you can subscribe to where they text you dirty versions of old proverbs every morning? I'm at the end of my rope. I don't know how to address it. I feel like a jerk arguing with him about it because it's so ridiculous. A lot of people find it funny, but they don't live with him. I don't know if I can spend the rest of my life with a man who says things like, a fart at the beach is like a Christmas in July.
See, like that one I don't understand.
That one, I still like it.
I mean, it's a. Is he saying it's enjoyable?
I mean,
I think he's saying it's good.
TLDR, boyfriend makes up crude, fake folk wisdom saying and uses them all the time instead of the real things.
Yeah. That's okay. Hilarious. So I texted Diana because I couldn't remember what my made up saying was, and I was trying to say something that was crazy, and I was like, "That's like biscuits on Saturday," and she was like,
is
"What?"
Literally just. Nick.
What does that
this
mean? I was like, you know, because you have biscuits on Sunday, so having them on Saturday wouldn't make any sense.
So Tim is searching for this. I could not fucking find the original of this. I feel like it's been wiped from, because I actually, the what I used for the, like, question, I didn't copy in the title, and I couldn't find it, because I was like, oh, I'll just go Google it. Nope, can't find it. I don't know. It's gone.
Reading that entire thing made me want to throw it. I need to take a break.
Wait, in a good way? And what, do you wish you were this dude?
No, I'm hungover.
No, Tim feels bad now. Tim's horizontal.
The weird sayings that I cannot remember at the moment that I make up are not crude like this. They would be more akin
just,
to
they're just nonsensical.
It would be more akin to a fart at the beach is like Christmas in July.
Yeah. You know. Let's dig back into, because she says that he does this even when they're having like serious discussions about things. And I do think that could be a problem.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, this is a classic, like, Grand Zarathustra. What's that song?
What do you say? Oh, also Zarathustra when the guy wants...
This is a classic that type of situation.
No, because it's like, not.
What?
That's annoying.
Oh, that's annoying.
This rules. This is good and that's bad.
If he's saying the same thing over and over again, that would be a that situation.
Because, he's saying different things. Yes.
You're right. He is doing a thing, though. He has a thing.
I mean, it's like...
It's a subgenre.
Yeah, this is his thing.
It's like, oh, you always talk with words. Like, no, like...
No. You're always so hilarious.
You know what I feel like this is? I think the person writing in is just jealous because everyone loves Steve so much and they love Steve's sayings.
Yeah, I love it because, like, sometimes with questions like this, you get like, oh, he doesn't realize that people hate this, but she even says like, no, they love it.
But everyone loves it, actually.
They love it, yeah, and I'm mad now because of how much it kills.
Oh my God, it's so funny.
Because I could... I'm trying to think, like, I'm trying to actually be empathetic to the question writer and be like, could this get annoying after a while? I'm like, honestly, I think I would love it, like, nearly every time.
Yeah.
Unless it was a, like, I am trying to make an angsty decision right now and you're not taking it seriously. That would be particularly a problem. Like, should we put grandma in a home? Like, and then he busts out something like this? Okay, that might be bad.
Grandma in a home was worth two in the bush.
Brain cycles towards just coming up with the next good one and not towards what you're actually saying.
At the same time,
I mean, this guy's an artist.
In his defense, it's fucking funny.
If he's got new material every time, like, that is good. And also, I would say, like, if he uses it, like, the same one on a different person, like, that's fine as well. Like, he can't be
Like, once he's made the sayings, if he says, brings them up occasionally other places, that's fine.
Yeah, and if he's just, like, using you to, like, workshop his material, I can see that being like, oh my God.
Okay, workshop your... Okay, all right, here's a solution. Here's a potential solution. She needs to encourage him to create a Twitter account for these.
Oh my God.
And then she needs to message me and tell me what the Twitter account is. I can immediately follow it. And then if he's getting, approval and good feedback from people online, then maybe he won't say it to her as much. Channel it. Channel his genius into an account.
I mean, that's the thing, right?
Into content.
Because, you know, that's the odd thing with existence, right? Is that, like, anything can be annoying and right. It doesn't always have to be rational, right?
Yeah.
So it's like, obviously the solution is you need to have a conversation where you use a lot of I statements and feelings and stuff like that, and you have to approach it
when
from like, hey, man.
When you do this, I feel annoyed.
Yeah. you know, so it's like, yeah, you kind of have to be like, hey, this is totally a me thing. I don't want you to stop doing it, but could you tone it down?
Because when I'm talking about whether to put grandma in the home, can you please not do it then? Or whether I should get my tubes tied?
I suppose it's like somebody who all of their jokes are just making a pun. Like, I could see I could see that getting real annoying.
I hate that shit so much.
Yeah,
I,
that's bad.
Don't love just taking, like, sayings that people know and, like, just making it dirty. I like the nonsensical ones.
Right. If it was just, like, making them a dirty version, but the fact that it also, like, completely makes it, like, make no sense is what makes it good, actually.
Yeah. I am a fan of the, like, I'm gonna say something that has the pattern of something that would make sense.
Yes.
But then when you think about it, it's like, this doesn't work
what?
At all.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Absinthe makes the heart grow fonder is art.
Yeah, that's funny because it means thing. Like it sounds like a saying that exists, but you, then also it has its own meaning.
Yeah,
you know these are the worst ones, right? She's trying to win the internet over. She's only picking the really bad ones. Like the rest of it, it's gotta be gold.
Wow, and why can't you just support your partner? Okay.
Oh, wow, yikes. Hey, you can't make a mule without humping a few donkeys. That's like what your cool grandpa says.
Yeah.
Exactly.
That's like an uncle joke.
That's an uncle joke. They wink at you specifically and move on.
Yeah. The thing is, I feel like I am wrong, and I'm okay with that because my answer is I have no notes for him. He's doing everything great.
Never stopped doing more.
This is a you problem. You got to get over it. You
need someone who will appreciate him.
Yeah, I think
he needs
to
dump
break
this
up
square
and tell him to be friends, and tell him to be friends with us.
I feel like this is like these are the kind of things you would say like in a situation where you were like out of your depth. And, like, you know, like, you shouldn't be there, and you're just, like, trying to fit in or, like, get out of a sticky situation. Like, you're in, like, a weird gambling den, and you don't know the lingo or the code.
Yeah, you're saying stuff, and they're like, okay, sure, that makes sense. You guys need to break up. He deserves better.
This is a huge red flag. I would also, you know what, we never said it on the last one, she should break up with him, because he can't hang.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, Mary DMZ Chan, done. That's it.
That's true. The thing is,
can we take a quick
show
break so that I can go get some more water?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I'll have to write
Tim's
that
gonna
down.
Tim's going to barf and die.
Like, me and Jennifer are like, yeah. And, like, Nick is the only one.
Nick's
affected.
Like, ugh. Look at this cat. Look at this. He's a shrimp man. This is how he lays. This is, like, all folded over. Look at the he covered his face. Why is like I'm assuming everyone is like this with their own pet. It's like they won't even be doing anything, and you're like, come look at
just
them.
Look at him. He's laying there. Yeah.
I feel like I just assume that's like everyone with pets across the world is always like, look how cute my pet is.
Yeah, no, we'll do that all the time with Dot. Like, she's laying in a weird position.
I'm like, look at how cat is moving funny. That's good.
Yeah, exactly. Like, look at their stupid face.
He prances a little bit. I love it.
Aww. Babies.
Oh, man.
Oh, boy.
Why do I feel? I really do feel like I'm, like, hungover or something. Like, it feels like, I feel like a post-con day. Like, and it's like, but I did nothing. I didn't do any. Like, I walked up and down the stairs twice yesterday. That was it.
Are y'all not working out every day?
No. Maybe that's why I'm tired.
Diana makes us work out every day.
Wow, you, man.
Well, I mean, I know it's good for me, but also very tired.
No, I'm impressed. Okay. I think I'll just intro us back in.
Why don't you give us, like, why don't you do a, like, Jennifer, do you want to read the third question?
Yeah, I'll do it.
I guess one of us should do that.
How about you do that,
Nick? It's, yeah.
So I'm going to do, okay.
Hey, I can do a in between. Well, I think that we've pretty much talked about this one as much as we can because obviously the question asker is wrong and their significant other is correct. So are you guys ready to listen to a fucked up question I've been sitting on for a long time?
I'm very excited.
Oh, yeah, this is when, because I today when I sat down to write the notes, I was like, let me skim back to the top of my notes and just kind of, because there's a few in, there's certain ones that I'm like, you kind of got to save, so because you have to have the balance of the episode, right? Yeah. We've talked about this before. Like, you can't have just like three totally wild ass questions. Right. That's too much. Our brains can't handle it at once.
Right. Well, yeah. MTV's Wilding Out with Nick Cannon.
Yeah. This is from Asking Manager, and it is, it's definitely like one, like they on the Ask Manager website, like they will at the end of the year have like votes for like worst boss stories and things like that, like worst work. This was definitely like something. Okay. I need some advice on how to survive in a company that both praises and shames publicly.
Oh my God.
I've been at this company of about 350 people for 8 months. The floor plan is a giant square open office with manager, director, VP, executive offices lining the outer perimeter. It's actually kind of how my old office used to be. Anyway, most everyone can hear what's going on inside the square. That sounds so horrible. The way this company deals with both praise and mistakes is through public announcements.
Oh my God.
No.
If you do something well, your manager or another higher up will come out onto the floor and stand at your desk and publicly declare what a great job you did. But if you make a mistake and do something wrong, you will get yelled at in front of all your coworkers. Oh, it's distressing and really humiliating. There's never any follow-up privately about why you made the mistake or how to prevent it. You just get yelled at and that's it.
Have you guys ever gotten yelled at a job?
No, I've never gotten, like, yelled at. No. People have, like, said little shitty things, like...
I had a really, really shitty coworker, which everyone's probably heard about if you're into the lore of us.
Yeah, if you're a real geekly head.
Yeah, if you're a real geekly head.
I've never been screamed at.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think feel like that's unusual. Like shitty work situations, yes, like but it's usually not yelling.
Yep.
Yeah, it's usually, like...
More subtle.
You did this wrong.
When I was like 18, I worked in a bagel shop, and the old lady would hit me with a newspaper, and I quit that job.
Holy shit!
Well, you just fucked up so much.
Yeah.
Well. This is a bad bagel.
Okay, I'm gonna keep reading. I'm gonna keep digging into this. Performance is evaluated on a point system. At random times, the executives will send out a stack ranking of every employee's point score. Whoa. The top five are gathered and paraded around the office and each handed $200 in cash as a reward.
I like the idea the $200 in cash, everybody has to get out a dollar, give it to them.
All right, cough up.
Hey, cough it up.
How often do they do this? Did it say? Did I miss it?
It might get to it. I'm not sure.
Every day.
The bottom five are also paraded around the office, but are made to wear dunce caps.
Oh my God.
I wish I were making this up.
I really, really hate this.
Yeah, this is extremely psychically damaging to you to have this. The bottom five go on probation, and if they are still in the bottom five the next time the ranking goes out, they're fired.
Oh my God.
The last time the rankings went out, I was in the top five and got the money, but I still felt embarrassed being paraded around like that and being made an example of. People were congratulating me for days afterward, but I did not feel good or like I'd accomplished something. I am searching for a new job, but based on the scarcity of jobs in my area and field, I don't expect to find one soon. I'm having a really hard time dealing with this toxic environment, and I'm about ready to flip a table and storm out. Any advice on surviving until I'm able to quit? And if you were wondering, they didn't do any of this stuff when I was there for my job interviews.
Oh, really?
Holy shit.
This was a great interview.
This interview, it was an idiot.
I love it. This one, get the fuck out of here.
This is why it's so important, like, when you're doing a job interview to, like, ask about the culture of the company to, like, somebody who isn't, like, a VP.
They have a human resources department. Like...
Okay, if they're that size, they have to, because it's 350 people. They must have HR. Yeah. They must, right?
Like, right, but HR exists to protect the company.
Well, exactly, but this is like super, this feels very illegal. So usually that is the thing. It's like, yeah, HR is there to protect the company because the company doesn't want to get sued. So HR would usually be invested in making this not happen.
I don't know if this is illegal, but it's definitely illegal. Not good for morale.
No, it's sorry, I know Tim, you were just searching for the question. I'm going to search for it in a different way, I think, to bring it up.
We need a goddamn revolution. There's no, we're fucked.
You're begging people in this case to really be like mediocre, right? Like,
right.
You just need to be
dead in the middle.
Dude, seriously, just fucking hang in the middle. It's fine.
Well, like, I mean, there's so many bootlickers that want to be in the top, and she mentions, or they mention, other people congratulated them. I'm all right.
If I got paraded around a dunce cap, I would like. First of all, I wouldn't wear the dunce cap. I'd be like, I'm done. Bye.
I'm leaving.
Like, no, I'm an adult. I went to Juilliard. And then I gave up my dream of acting.
I know that I got this job and my degree isn't anything.
And I am thankful that you took a chance on someone that went to Juilliard and then for acting.
So it is like random. They said random times.
Yeah.
So then you can never prepare for it. Right. Like you just it's man. Like I've been thinking a lot recently about how looking at my life, I'm like, oh, I've never been in like an abusive relationship or anything, that sort of thing. But it's like, but I've been in some work situations that are like, this is basically abusive.
Yeah.
Like this is very unhealthy and not good. And like, because of the way our fucking country and world is set up, it's like, your every employee is like at a disadvantage because like, I need this in order to live and have health insurance.
Oh, yeah.
And pay,
health
like,
insurance
and to not
tied to your fucking job. That will never be bad.
yeah.
Yeah, so, man, this is like the only solution is you have to take a bottle, fill it up with a flammable liquid or, alcohol, put a dirty rag in the top of it. And yeah, fucking like, I don't know. This is so fucking crazy.
Can I read what Allison's response is? Because it's very short and it's just like, it's, I just, shout out to Allison Gray. I feel like I almost need to send her an email and be like, Allison, fucking thank you for your gut checks of like what is normal and what is not. But her reaction is, dunce caps! Dunce caps! No, seriously, dunce caps. The only way to survive this and come out unscathed is to pretend that you're a sociologist studying an alien life form and his behaviors and rituals right before his planet sun is about to fail and destroy them all.
Oh my god.
Like, I love that she's like, yeah, this is fucking crazy. Like, you can't, like, there's nothing to be done for this. Like, because there are, like, there's bad work situations where it's like, okay, if you kind of change your perspective, like, get in, get out, like, stay for a little bit longer until you can find something else, like, fine. But this is so wild. I wish, I want to know what company this is so bad.
Yeah, I want to know what field it is. Yeah.
So, yeah, what fucking, because this feels like, it has to be like a sales, something where there's
this
like
this is like Wolf of Wall Street level bullshit.
Exactly.
It is, yeah, or like, yeah, that's exactly what I was thinking. Some fucking, like, trade, broker, finance, something fucked up.
Right. Yeah.
It's gotta be like a sales thing, right? Because like they're trying to, their coffee is for closers them.
Yeah, exactly, exactly.
I kind of thought that, but they never mentioned the points based on sales. Yeah. Which you're probably right.
What, how else do you get like points or stuff?
I know, I'm baffled.
I mean, it's gotta be money base because that's what VPs and executives care about is the money.
They care about the money.
Right. It's like, oh, you did a typo in our fucking, I don't know.
I honestly, what I feel like, if I were in this situation and I were not a coward like I currently am and just am as a person, what would be awesome is if you could like slowly sabotage shit while you're finding a way out of this. And I don't know exactly how you would do that. It depends on your specific office situation, but I think you got to sabotage shit.
I think you got to document this.
In a non-illegal way, just like maybe do pranks on the executives and such.
I mean, I think you need video evidence of this. You can blur out the faces of the dunces and then, shame them on social media.
Dude, yeah, fucking
shame them on social media. The thing is, if they like posted video of this and like went to social media, like this company would be fucking ruined.
Oh yeah, I mean, it's like you know, smuggled video out of like Chinese iPhone factories.
Right. Yeah. You need to talk to fucking I don't know who's
the Better Business Bureau.
Oh, I was thinking like WikiLeaks. Like you need to leak it. Come on,
Allison like Janney. She seems like she would get fired up.
Allison Janney, please help us. Anthony Fauci, can you help us? You're good at stuff.
Maybe find allies, you know, and sort of like build up
do a union. Make a union.
Oh, yeah. What if you made dunce caps for everyone, and then when they prayed out the dunces, you stand up and say, "No, I'm the dunce." And then
I am Spartacus.
I am also.
Everyone
the dunce.
Just stands up. Is like, "I'm the dunce. I am the dunce. Everyone does it." What would they fucking do if you did that though?
We can't figure out who the dunces are. There's too many.
I don't know which one to shoot.
Wait, are we the dunces now? Because we don't know which ones were the dunces,
dude.
Yeah, I would definitely be doing some deep, like, I want to scam the heads of this company. Like, I want to ruin their lives somehow.
Yeah,
like,
man.
I would be, like, trying to find out their, like, online activities in a way to expose them. Like, this is the fucking porn that they're looking at or something. I don't know. Catfish them online.
It's got to be, like, one or two monsters at the top, right? Like, one or two horrific people.
Right. And then
everyone's kind of like, well, this seems, I guess I've been here a long time and this is how it works. This must be normal.
Yeah. It sucks until you're at the top and then it rules.
And you're like, and then I get to parade my employees around with dunce caps on.
If you've ever had, like, a bad job, and then, like, I mean, I had a lot of bad jobs. Like, I've been working since I was 14. And, it wasn't until, like, more recently that I had a job that had, like, a positive work environment. I was like,
that was
not great. Okay, I get it now. And so, you know, maybe it's, you know, it's like a little Stockholm syndrome-y for people.
Oh, I think it totally is. Like, when you're in a bad work situation, you're trying to survive.
Right.
So you're just like, You just it's the frog in the pot of boiling water. You're like, but this is just like this. It's fine.
Right. There's literally nothing you can do.
Like, we live in such a garbage society, just absolute dumpster fire and devoid of any redeeming qualities. That, like, I'm sure this is not the only place for which this happens. And there's, like, small versions of it. There's probably worse versions of this. It's like there's nothing you can do. Like, we live in Jennifer and I live in Boston, so like we have quote unquote options. But even then, like the idea of finding a way out is hard. When I was in like literally the worst part of my entire life was at this job that we mentioned before, and I'm still there, but it's better now. I had no way out, you know, like it was either quit and, you know, hope I get something, or it was, you know, thank God the manager was on my side. But like, it's just such a stacked deck against workers in our country that, like, you know, how does Amazon have the ability to treat people that way? How does, like, anything exist? It's because there's no options for people.
Yeah.
And like, obviously I don't need to say that the system is bad, but like, there has to be five people at the bottom. Which means that
if
literally every single person did a perfect job, there would still be five people at the bottom on probation.
Exactly.
It's like the class where, like, we grade on a scale or whatever, so the worst person who got 90% on the quiz, like, oh, you failed now, because everybody else did better.
I hate that shit. It makes no sense. And I mean,
makes sense if you pull everyone up and you don't drop anybody down.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, if it's not like ruining people. Yeah, if everyone has a hard time, fine. Like, then you that makes sense to grade on the scale. But like, I just don't understand. Like, there's no way that this is actually motivating people any better than like actually being a good company.
Right.
Like, I know for me, like, I've talked about this before. It's like, listen, like, my personality is a type that if you give me like the hint of praise, I will work forever. So it's like, so why, like, I feel like a lot of people are like that. Like, if you, the positive reinforcement, you're going to get a lot better work from it. So, like, why are you doing it in this way? Like, why are you doing it in a shitty, abusive way?
Evidence that basically, like, public praise is more valuable than private praise. So, like, if you got called into your boss's office,
work people
and like, hey, you did a great job on that contract. Here's, you know, a $20 Starbucks gift card. like that's one thing. But if you just said like, hey, let's, you know, Jennifer did great on this,
yeah,
like, and announced it to your team or whatever, like,
yeah,
let's give Jennifer a good hand. Yay, yeah, Jennifer, like, that's way more valuable to the company,
yeah,
for you and your motivation than, you know, the private thing. But like the shaming thing, like, I have to imagine, like, public shaming is like probably insanely bad.
Holy shit.
Oh, because, yeah, like, it, like, for me, like, if that, if something like that happened to me, I would just be like, well, I'm quitting.
Yeah.
Right.
Like, so, I'm leaving.
So, this, like, short term, no doubt those five people at the bottom freak out and start working really hard, but, uh-huh, like, you ruin their, mm-hmm, lives, and they're, like, long term, they're going to do much worse, you know?
I'm, right, like, I'm sure, like, a normal person might do that. Me, I would completely shut down.
Oh, yeah, 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 for sure.
I would just be like, well, I'm not doing anything until I get fired, and I'm just going to look for jobs.
Yeah, like, I'm out. Like, that's it.
Yeah, and then, yeah, like, what's the whole stat that, like, oh, yeah, overtime is actually way, way, way worse, but yet still at so many companies and industries say, who gives a shit?
Like, we're, we
still
love it when you work lots of overtime, even, yeah, though you're probably not even being very productive in the overtime,
yeah,
and stuff starts to fuck
God
up.
God damn, man.
Yeah, it's just, yeah, this question is really, I mean, it's, what, again, like, all I can think during it is, like, I'm sorry, question writer, you have to think of ways to, yeah, fuck this company over. Like, subtly in a way that won't blow back on you. But yeah, I would be absolutely, like, strategically, like, deleting shit and, oh, like, yeah, fucking stuff just up.
Click on every spam link.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. That's exactly what I would be doing shit like that. Like, no question. Because there's too many people. They're not, like, watching you all that closely.
350 is pretty big, yeah.
And 350 is, yeah, that's a pretty good sized place. Yeah.
This seems, like, relatively recent. And I mean, I feel like
it's people, from like the, like, past, like, few years.
Like, companies nowadays should know better. Like, I know, like, for a long time, that's how you guys ran Geekly Inc. Like, this.
Yeah, 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 yeah. The Duns, yeah.
Now, we, you should know better.
Seems like a good idea.
But I didn't learn anything. I mean, for this company, it's bad, but when we do it, it's good, actually.
Right. Well, we have, okay, our heart in the right place.
Right.
I'm looking back at a detail in this about, like, why this is a stupid idea, because they also clarified that, like, the people that they put the dunce caps on, they don't, like, talk to them any further to explain what they did wrong. They're just like, you fucked up.
Yep.
So that they might not even know what they did wrong. Like, so it's like, so you are actually, you're not interested at all in making things better, because that's the only way you can do it is like, hey, you did this that didn't work. Next time you should do it this way. But that's not what they're not interested in that. So it's like, you're not even actually just trying to make your company better. You're just trying to be evil for some reason. Do you guys have anything else specific to say about this? I'm like mad now.
Yeah, we should end before I do a felony.
We gotta cleanse our palates now.
We need to cleanse our palate. We have to. Can you guys please talk about things that made you happy?
All right, Battle Cats.
I know, because I needed some time to think about it, because I don't have a thing.
You know what's hilarious is, like, I'm so obsessed with Battle Cats that I didn't even bring up the fact that Nick bought a PlayStation 5 for me and mailed it to me, which is like the nicest thing anyone's ever done. And I'm just like,
to be clear, I did not pay you. Pay me back for it.
Yeah, it wasn't a gift. It's just that he did acquire one for you.
I did acquire one for
which
you.
Was very nice.
Which is always like a hard thing to tell people, because I have to add like a parenthesis. Like, yeah, I paid him back, but still. So thank you so much, Nick. I've been playing Spider-Man, and that's been really fun. So I have PlayStation 5, and now I meant to put the box up here as a
in the background.
In the background.
Damn.
Yeah, I just like a little like. I bought that, and I felt like so I thought people were going to judge me so hard because I literally bought it, went in the parking lot, and put it in a shipping box. And so I assume people are going to be like, you're just a reseller. I'm like, well, no, I'm not reselling. Well, technically I'm reselling it, but I'm only reselling it for like what I paid for it. I'm not like making a profit or anything. like as I was like, I was waiting for it, and they like brought it out, and I got it, and it was like walking out, and like the little security guard was there, was like, better go to work tomorrow. And I was like, I was about to be like, no, it's actually not.
It's for a friend.
Like, oh, can't. So, nope, I'm getting sick, so I can't. Ha ha ha. Okay, bye. Off to the post office.
I do love when, like, an interaction with a stranger, like, you go to, like, you're like, I have to explain this whole thing. And it's like, never mind.
That's JenniferCheek.jpg.
Yeah. It's like, I can't just lie. I have to, I need to answer what you're saying to me for some reason.
That's funny to me. My good thing for this week is also playing Battle Cats and PS5. Thank you.
Wow.
Battle Cats is good and weird.
Yeah,
Michael, did we talk about it literally on last week's episode?
Yeah.
I think you like mentioned it, and then we played it since then.
Jennifer, you gotta get him Battle Cats.
I,
It's energy, it's JoJo, it's Jennifer levels.
That is tempting. The JoJo does make it tempting.
It's kind of a tower defense a little bit.
Yeah, yeah, it's like a reverse tower defense.
Yeah, I have one. So I think the Twitter world has been talking about it, but I'll bring it up because I saw on Twitter and I watched it. It's a documentary. It was a stage play in New York, an off-Broadway stage play called In and of Itself. It's on Hulu. It is a very introspective film. So it is the stage play that was done, but they also edit together multiple performances of the show and then like add some extra footage that's from outside the show. So like that is what it is. And
what's the vibe? What's it about?
It is about knowing yourself and like how other people see you. And beyond that,
sounds scary.
I don't want to do that. Thanks.
Well, and so here's the thing. I don't want to say more because
I don't want to spoil anything.
But also I keep seeing people say this is like, oh, don't research it. Don't research it. Just watch it. And the thing is, I looked at the summary on Hulu and I almost didn't watch it because of what the summary said.
Okay. You're saying just check it out.
This sounds boring. I don't really want to watch it. And then, but I'm glad I did. And you should watch it as well. And it's going to
be sad.
No, maybe.
Make you have emotions. Depends. Maybe.
It's very emotional, and then like after you watch it, I will explain like why I like it, because it might be different to why you like it.
That's cool.
But it's very good. It's on Hulu.
What is it called again?
It's called In and of Itself. Well, it's the guy's name. It's like something something's in and of itself, but you can find it from In and of Itself.
Cool.
I've got one. Unless you wanted to go.
No, Michael, please go.
So mine this week is a YouTube channel. Have you guys seen this YouTube thing?
Oh, yeah. It came out when I was in college.
Yeah, it's pretty dope. Cooking Tree is my YouTube channel. It is, I believe it's a Korean woman. The text is in Korean, so I'm assuming that's what it's gotta be. But basically, she makes these incredibly detailed and amazing baked goods, but she doesn't talk at all, and it's like essentially ASMR.
Are literally labeled ASMR.
Yeah, they're like, I mean,
they are ASMR.
I don't watch it with headphones on, but it's just incredibly chill to watch someone like mixing things and then making things, and they're gorgeously beautiful.
That does sound very satisfying.
Michael's a zoomer now.
To watch. Yeah. Well, it's kind of the same. I feel like it scratches. I follow the Oddly Satisfying subreddit, and I feel like it's a similar. I don't know if you guys have seen that one.
Very much.
But like watching someone like cut slices of glycerin soap or like sand falling in a certain way, like that kind of.
Eating big pickle.
Brain. Well, I don't know about that.
But they're so pretty.
Yeah.
Look at like them. Like, so well. Pretty.
Because I feel like the Oddly Satisfying also will often like show like fast forward through like someone like decorating like a fancy cake or something in the same way where it's like, wow, that looks so cool.
And you can make them yourself.
What is it called again?
Cooking Tree.
Cooking Tree. I'm gonna have to remember that. That sounds very soothing to me.
I looked it up and it looked very nice.
I am picking something weird for mine because I feel like a lot of things that are like bringing me joy this week are things that I've kind of talked about before. So I was like, what could I talk about that's different? I'm going to talk about a Twitter account that I enjoy.
Oh my God.
and it is the Jigsaw Quotes Twitter account.
Oh, I have been seeing your like.
It is like, very funny to me. And let me tell you what just happened. And if you heard a little gasp in the background a second ago while Michael was talking, it's because when I went to the Jigsaw Quotes Twitter account, I had not looked at it since yesterday. And one of the most recent tweets is, "Hello, Jennifer. If this isn't Jennifer, please disregard and move on to the next cassette tape." So I think that this is for me. It's just very funny to me.
Read a tweet.
Yeah, let me find a good example of one.
What is it's Jigsaw Quotes?
It's Jigsaw _ Quotes, and it is Jigsaw from the famous
Saw. Also is just Jigsaw Quotes.
Yeah, this is Jigsaw underscore quotes. Okay, let me read a tweet to you. Hello, detective. You spent your whole career trying to find me. But can you find love? Before you are my three beautiful sisters.
and these are all from the movies, right?
Yeah. Okay, and then another one that made me giggle a lot. I'm not a murderer, and in fact, I find murder quite distasteful. For insulting me with your cowardice, I shall be tying you to two trains going in opposite directions. In order to free yourself, you must rip these fish hooks from your tongue. And oh yes, be careful, they're red hot. Now, I think a normal person would be like, I don't know why this is funny to Jennifer, and I think that's weird. But you know what? I know that some of y'all out there are weird like me.
I haven't followed it yet, but...
It is very... I don't know why, but it was really tickling me the other night. When I was reading through it, might have been smoking weed. Not who can say?
Because I don't think they're actually quotes from the movie. I don't know if you.
No, they're definitely absolutely not. They're definitely not quotes from the Saw movies. There's some visual gags in there. I just think it's very funny and I like it. That's it. That's mine for the week. So
that's good shit.
That's good shit.
Well, guys, I think we have successfully done our Dear Internet for the day. I'm about to go be horizontal.
Oh, my God. I'm going to die. I'm going to go back to bed.
Oh, no. Is that bad? Poor Timmy.
I need to watch Nirvana on Fire.
Oh, man. Nirvana on Fire first. See, I couldn't even talk about Nirvana on Fire because we already talked about it before. It's so fucking good. We're like, we're getting into the good shit right now.
Thank you so much, everyone, for downloading. It means a lot. Generally, this is such a highlight of my week and so forth. Leave reviews. That reviews help us a lot to grow the quote-unquote
community. Tell your friends about us that you think would like our show. This is a great one because you don't, unlike some of our other podcasts, you don't have to listen to an enormous backlog before you jump in.
But you do have to watch all of Game of Thrones to kind of get this podcast.
Yeah, like really get it, right, you know?
Right. Sure.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, you need to like understand that. Mm-hmm. But I'm glad to be making a thing that is a little easier for folks to jump into.
And the Young Pope.
You do have to listen to, you have to watch The Young Pope.
And I haven't watched the second season yet, though.
The Young Pope podcast, Pope Zone. Thanks for joining us this week. If you find any wild ass questions that you want to add to our list, you can tweet us on Twitter at AskYourInternet, and you can find me on Twitter at Jennifer Cheek.
I'm at Tim Lanning.
I'm at Thrifty Nerd.
And I'm at R. Bristow.
Until next time, sincerely, Dear Internet.
Yay.
Yeah.
That was a great one, guys. That was a top 10.